And in the meantime, the rest of the service now is going to run itself. You won't be told to stand or sit at different times. It's all going to happen automatically. Please stand to sing for the carols, sit for the readings. And before we have the first reading, let me now begin with a Christmas prayer. And this is adapted from a poem by Gerald Manley Hopkins. Let's pray. Loving Father, may the Bethlehem star now lead us to the sight of him who freed us from the self that we have been. Make us pure, Lord, thou art holy. Make us meek, Lord, thou were lowly. In this life and evermore, now begin. Amen. And now let me hand over to Dalton for our first reading. Dalton.
John 1, 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or nor of the will of a man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in Israel has given birth.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, oh, Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Isaiah 9:2-6-7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, and the government shall be upon him. Wait, no. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it, with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Love, and his gospel is peace. chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power.
Luke 1:26-33. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what kind of greeting this might, sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Thank you.
2:1-7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Summoned from the wise men, secretly ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I may too come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down with worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Philippians 2:5-11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted himself and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Well, haven't our youngsters done well? Can we just give them a thank you? A lot of work went into that behind the scenes, many hours of rehearsals in a lot of homes around Croydon. So thank you to them. And just before we wrap up, let me take 5 or so minutes now to help us reflect on the true meaning of Christmas and also how to have a truly merry, happy Christmas. And let's start with some context. And the context is basically one word, and I'm afraid it's not a very festive word. And it is the word darkness. About 700 years before Jesus came as a baby, the prophet Isaiah predicted his arrival, as we heard earlier tonight, with these words: "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And just being honest for a second, let's be realistic. We do live in a world of darkness, don't we? You know, all around our planet right now are going on wars and conflicts and human rights abuses and natural disasters and tragedies, scandals in the news. And the darkness of our fallen world comes closer to home as well. It's not just theoretically out there on news websites. We know about this personally, don't we? You don't have to live that long to start accumulating personal sadnesses, personal scars. And that's par for the course in our world. And I mentioned this social commentator a few weeks ago on a Sunday, but he makes the point powerfully. Quote, "If you're ill, unemployed, broke, lonely, divorced, or depressed, Christmas can be really rough. In a recent survey, 18% of respondents agreed with the statement, 'I dread Christmas.' In another survey, 19% said they, quote, hated Christmas parties. So for some of us, Christmas is anything but the happiest time of year." Isaiah was right. You know, we come to Christmas out of a place of darkness. So what do we do about it? And let me try and answer that question by asking you another question. What is your kind of Christmas? Because there's a few different options we can go for here. Someone I know has helpfully summarized them with a few S's. Here are the different types of Christmas different people pursue. A, Scrooge. I'll explain what these are in a second. B, Santa. Wrong. B, shopper. And C, Santa. Scrooge, shopper, Santa. Here's the Scrooge kind of Christmas. Scrooge, as you know, is a character in the Charles Dickens book, A Christmas Carol. And Scrooge is this person who has allowed the darkness of the world around him and the darkness in his own personal life to make him very, very bitter and cynical and depressed. And that's one way of coping with the darkness, isn't it? You can't beat it, so just join it. Just cave, just succumb, give in to it. You know, maybe some of us here tonight have been putting on a good show outwardly of being happy and merry and jolly, and secretly, we've arrived at a place where we are now aiming super low when it comes to happiness in our lives. You know, we go through the motions of it. Inwardly, we're resigned, just resigned to a life that is a real struggle. For others, maybe our kind of Christmas isn't so much a Scrooge Christmas, but B, a shopper Christmas. By which I mean this. You know, you don't disagree with Scrooge that there is darkness, but unlike Scrooge, you try and pretend it away. So you throw yourself into the fun of the shopping and the parties and the chocolate and the presents. You know, after all, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, right? But that's the problem with that approach. You know, the pleasure is so short-lived. The pleasure isn't deep or lasting. And as surely as January will be coming in about a week with its painful detoxes and its painful credit card bills, so the darkness floods back in, remains. And so, okay, maybe we don't go for the Scrooge type of Christmas or the shopper type of Christmas. Maybe you're more of a C answer, Santa type of Christmas. In other words, good, glad to hear it. Because if that is you, you believe in more than just darkness, you're not like Scrooge. You believe in more than just denial about the darkness and trying to cover it with frantic pleasure seeking, so you're not the shopper. There must be more to life than this, you think. And so we do believe in some kind of God, and your God vaguely resembles Santa. Think about it. Maybe your God is very far away. He lives far away. You never see him. He's pretty irrelevant for most of your life, day to day. When you really want something, you send him up a request, like, you know, whatever it is, the pay rise or the promotion or the parking spot. He's basically kind of a moral policeman who might do us favors depending on how good we are. You know, think of the words from Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad. So be good for goodness sake. Maybe that's the kind of God you have in your mind. And yet surely that also is not satisfactory for us. If that's the God we believe in, we'd probably be better off being atheists. We'd have a lot more fun. And if you are an atheist here tonight, and that's the God you don't believe in, well, me neither. You won't find that God anywhere in the Bible. So being honest, you know, what is your type of Christmas? Scrooge, shopper, Santa. And as I wrap up, here's the point of everything I've been saying. It doesn't have to be any of the above. We don't have to allow the darkness to make us bitter and cynical and depressed, or to frantically try and drown it out with retail therapy and parties, or to pin our hopes on a frankly unattractive God who vaguely resembles Father Christmas. Because listen one last time to that prophecy from Isaiah. He wrote, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And in Isaiah's prophecy, we learn that the light is actually a person. And Isaiah goes on to write these famous words, as we also heard earlier tonight, "For unto us a child is born." Here's the light. "Unto us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." 700 years later, on that first ever Christmas, that child was born. And according to numerous eyewitnesses who were later willing to give their lives before denying what they know they'd seen, that child grew up to show again and again that he was that mighty God that Isaiah had been talking about in flesh. And more than that, he then gave his life when he died on the cross to take the punishment for all of the dark things that we have done, and even just said, and even just thought, that rightly outrage a perfect, righteous God. Jesus paid for them out of his love for us. And he did that for those who trust in his sacrifice. So that for those people, there is forgiveness. There is acceptance. There's an incredibly fulfilling, personal, intimate relationship with our Creator. And that relationship won't just sustain us now in the darkness, although it will do that. Even more than that, it will carry us safely through death and out the other side into eternal life. And that is the Christian message in a nutshell. And actually, it recognizes the other ways of thinking. You know, in a way, there is some truth to the Scrooge approach. You know, there is darkness. Don't have to whistle in the dark and be in denial about that. And the shopper is also right on a certain level. Things like shopping and presents and parties are good things that healthy biblical Christians should really be enjoying to God's glory. Not against fun. And the Santa approach isn't totally wrong either. There is a God out there. And yet it's that tiny baby in the manger who is the missing piece, who makes all the pieces fit together. And he offers the missing ingredient, the true God. Salvation by simple faith, not by frantically trying to be good enough for God, like we might try and be good so that Santa gives us presents. We can't be good enough for him. And justified hope, not the fake hope, just a retail therapy and denial through parties and chocolate, but real, substantive, lifelong hope that will even last through death. And so as I finish, let me encourage us this Christmas to check out the fourth option. or if you count yourself a Christian here tonight, to maybe recalibrate if needed. You know, we Christians can be inconsistent, can't we? We sometimes slip into living as if things which are true aren't true. And so let's live not according to the hopelessness of Scrooge or the shallow, desperate hedonism of the shopper or the cold, uninvolved, moralistic way of thinking that is the Santa approach. Let's instead focus on the fourth S. Let's go for a stable Christmas and at least investigate that stable and everything that came from it. And let me urge you, if you've never done that before, or at least never done it with a really intellectually honest, open mind, to examine the evidence in the contemporary historical accounts in the Gospels. And what if it's not true? Well, nothing changes. You've lost nothing. What if it is true? Well, if you're anything like me, you won't want to die wondering. And for those who would like to look into it more, the easiest way to do that probably is just to grab me over refreshments afterwards in a couple of minutes and let me know where you're at and what you think. And I'd love to grab a meal or coffee with you. And nothing is more significant in this life than discussing the possibility of what might lie beyond it and how to get the most out of it. Another way to follow up would be to fill in a Connect card. They're in the front covers of all the Bibles on the seats, and Connect cards go in the black box to the left of the refreshments afterwards. So it just remains for me to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let's now stand to sing a final carol before I say a closing Christmas prayer. Let's stand and sing. Why don't you stay standing for a closing prayer? And now, may we be filled with the humility of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christmas child. Amen. Merry Christmas. See you over refreshments.